The seed is in a form of stasis. They're stored at minus 18 degrees, but the seed is dried down to super dry conditions and sealed in foil packets, which are moisture and airproof. So they are in boxes, on shelves, in those conditions can potentially last between 50 and 100 years and still be able to grow relatively easily.
And why is this facility so important? I mean, we really are we attempting to protect ourselves for an absolute worst-case scenario?
It's important in any seed bank or gene bank around the world to have a backup reserve of the important grain and pasture species in your collection. We often have a domestic backup in place in national organisations. In Australia, we have some of our material backed up in Canberra. Svalbard is the final backup as such, where the world's global genetic resources are stored in the event of a natural disaster or man-made disaster. So people can go back, and plant breeders and researchers can go back and take that seed back and cropping can resume.
So in terms of your recent visit to the seed vault, tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, what did you take with you? I gather indigenous species from Australia?
Yeah, we took 7,000 different seed samples from the Australian Grange Gene Bank, and there were also 3,000 samples from the Australian Pastures Gene Bank based at South Australia in Adelaide. Australia's first contribution to global, I guess, cropping germplasm is just Australian indigenous. It's not commonly known that there are indigenous species that are related to crops, and that's Australia's true contribution, being a net importer of cropping material for plant research and breeding. So all of the cropping varieties grown in Australia other than macadamia are imported species. So the 1,000 samples we have of the wild sorghum, wild rice and wild beans, amongst others, are Australia's first true contribution to global germplasm collections.
And was it a tricky business getting the seeds there in the first place? I mean, I assume they weren't packed in your suitcase. There was a whole process that had to be gone through.
It was quite a rigorous process, and some quite clear quarantine regulations we had to meet to actually deposit the material into the vault in Norway. But also in terms of gaining access back to the material, we had to have DAF Biosecurity, or Australian Agriculture Biosecurity, seals on all the boxes so that any material leaving can come back in without requiring the quarantine regulation grow out that most germplasm has to undergo.
And in terms of the safety of the location, I'm thinking it would be hard to find anywhere on Earth that was perhaps more safe, shall we say. But I know, for example, that I think there's a seed bank which is in Syria, and obviously has been caught up in the conflict there, and there were great concerns that the whole collection was going to be lost. You would think up there in about as far north as you can get in Norway that everything will be okay. Is that really the thinking behind putting it there in the first place?
I think so, and I think because the geology of the landmass there is very stable. It doesn't have earthquakes. It's geologically very stable. And Syria is a classic example of a man-made disaster, really, of conflict that can impact on a gene bank. And luckily, a vast majority of their material is backed up into Svalbard, so it can be retained and used again.
And in terms of what is happening in Australia and in the wider Pacific, climate change is something that we talk about frequently, of course, and nobody really knows quite how the impacts of climate change will affect crop growing in the years ahead. But are we in a situation, if needs be, that we can call on the seeds that are in the vault and help deal with those problems, different varieties maybe, which may be more drought resistant, for example?
We can do. The vault is a final backup of material that's already in active gene banks around the world, active seed banks. So the first port of call for that material to meet the changes in climate and environment would be to go to those active gene banks around the world. But there's certainly the backup of those reserves in Svalbard.